Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight, Tobias Forge, the man behind Ghost. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for being on the show. Ghost's new album Prequel is out now, and Ghost is more than music. It's an ongoing storyline. Tobias, how much of the long-term plot already exists in your imagination?
I always like having a plan, looking forward to know where you're going. You need to have some sort of, you know, compass that tells you if you're going north or south, I guess. But then as you're going and as you're, on the excursion, you might bump into changes. And it's always like a little bit of a force majeure, you know. A lot of the things that we're doing is definitely planned out in advance and have been, you know, in the process of being forged in some way or form, but it never really ends up the way, you know, when I look back on everything that we're doing, it's always like, it's just half measures, failures of the idea that I actually had. So you have to end up being quite loose and you have to roll with a lot of punches. Even on the things that actually turn out quite well, it's usually something that sort of shifts or changes. So basically, yeah, I have a 5-year plan looking forward, but I'm as I get, I think I try to get a little better at it every year. I also learn how to not to stick too hard to the plan. It was easier to plan things out into the finest detail when you didn't have a rock career. Because then there was no obstacles. In the dream there were no obstacles, whereas I know now that, you know, there's constantly things shifting, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that there's a lot of minds involved in the career, not at, let alone all the people that work with it, but fans and weather and market and presidency or whatever. It's like there's so many things that you cannot plan, so you just try to do it at the best you can, and sooner or later you might look back at a good career.
Tobias Forge, the man behind Ghost, is my guest on the show this evening. Ghost's new album Prequel is out now. Here's another tune from it, Faith. It's Ghost on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Tobias Forge, the man behind Ghost, on the show with us tonight. Ghost's highly anticipated release, Prequel, is out now. And the introduction of the Cardinal character sets the stage for inexperience and youth versus older establishment. What is that meant to reflect about contemporary society?
I think it's important to shine a light on the idea of things having a time and place. We obviously know this already, but I think that there's a general overbelief in the youth today, just because, you know, a lot of the rules in the modern day technology and all that has been dictated by 20-year-olds, which is, you know, true. I mean, in terms of technical advancement and magical apps that you can sell for $500 million and all that, it's, yeah, I guess it's predominantly young people doing that. But I definitely think that there's something to be learned from elders and how things have been. And I think that there's a general disregard for the circulation of things. We have a tendency to become almost more linear with time. Whereas I sincerely believe that the ways of the world, and if you want to sort of touch upon the idea of there being afterlife and philosophically speaking, I believe in circulation. I believe that there's a circular path rather than a linear. And that's one important aspect of this album. It's about mortality and sort of survival through an ordeal that might question your immortality, but, you know, also try to do the best with the time that you have, and Yeah. And then, you know, the idea of the master and the apprentice, the apprentice learning, and as most apprentices and most proteges, there is definitely a time when they think that they are ready for the power, and that's exactly when they're not ready for the power, because the day that you usually get that power is usually the day when you don't even want it anymore. It's usually the way of a fruitful master and apprentice relationship, I think. I'm ranting right now. I'm not really sure where I'm going, but yeah. I think it's not only an important concept in this record, and I'm just shining sort of a light on it. I think it's important for all of us to acknowledge circulation, learning from elders, and having respect towards the idea that things might be in circulation. Things might not die with you.
Full Metal Jackie, Tobias Forge, the man behind Ghost, with us on the show tonight. Quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Up next, we'll be checking out a Devil Driver tune from the Outlaw Country Covers album. And we'll have more with Tobias Forge. It's Full Metal Jackie. Tobias Forge, the man behind Ghost, is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about Ghost's new album, Prequel. It's out now. And the passing of so many larger-than-life rock stars like Bowie and Lemmy, for example, has left a void in the mystique of rock and roll. How has that void motivated Ghost?
I think that I can give two different answers. One is from a personal point of view, and where I am a big appreciator of many of these people's work, and I, like most others, have spent, I think, most of our life just taking them for granted, that they were going to be there forever. Now when it's clearly showing that that might not be the case, I think that that stirs up a lot of angst in, at least if speaking for myself, I really feel saddened by knowing that obviously these people have already passed, but just, you know, checking a festival poster and knowing that 10 years, these guys will not be there. From a professional point of view, I think it means that rock music needs to step up. We need to have new, bigger bands. Bands need to step up and try to fill these spots. I definitely don't think that rock is dead in any way. But I think that there has been a lack of new talent, for lack of or new ambition. It's hard to really put my finger on what has happened, but I think that rock in general has been extremely dominated by bands that are 30, 40 years old, which there's nothing wrong with it. But now, as they are disappearing, you can truly tell that there's a big gap between the big bands and the ones underneath and the ones on the bottom. That's alarming. I think that other music styles, other music genres has been better to fill their new up-and-coming artist that gets a lot of recognition. And, you know, I don't want to compare rock and hip-hop in any way. I'm a rock guy. I'm not a hip-hop guy in any way. But the hip-hop scene has been way better at bringing up new talent, where, you know, artists and bands that weren't around 10 years ago are now filling arenas and stadiums and are doing hugely, huge success, you know. And I think that rock, if it's going to survive and if it's going to be a big thing, and I definitely think it's going to be a bigger thing again, but I don't think that the bands that are on the bills right now, the one that's been waiting around for 20 years on the bill, on the middle part of the bill, they're not the ones that's going to, you know, rise to the top part. I think it's going to be new bands that we don't know about right now. 15-year-olds that maybe are listening to this show right now. You are the ones that need to create these new bands. You are the ones that are going to be the big bands 10 years from now. So, yeah, there you go. Again, you have to face the fact that things are changing and circulation. things are circulating.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, along with music from Anthrax. And still to come, we'll be checking out a new tune from Madball, and we'll have more with our guest, Tobias Forge, the man behind Ghost. Full Metal Jackie, Tobias Forge, the man behind Ghost. My guest on the show tonight, talking about one of the most anticipated metal releases of 2018, Ghost's prequel, which is out now. And Ghost has interjected a much wider range of musical styles into the heavy metal genre. What's been the biggest benefit to not having any musical constraints?
As a songwriter, I am very happy that, you know, that I feel quite liberated in terms of not having to stick with a certain style or anything. I can, in many ways, ad-lib writing, which is, I see that as a great luxury. On the other hand, it also makes things harder because it's like if you're a comedian, you have to come up with new jokes all the time and try not to. I mean, I've always tried to write it. When I wrote Opus Eponymous, you know, there was this big question, I guess, in the underground circus, like, was it the fad? You know, was it just a one time only? Can you ever, you know, deliver a record like Opus? And I said immediately, like, I'm not going to write Opus again. I want to write something else. Because I knew that the biggest sellout move anyway would be if I try to just replicate what worked, and then it would stagnate. And ever since Infestissimum and going onwards, you know, I've always tried to write the record that we don't have. I always want to write the songs that we don't have. But as I now feel that I've done that a fourth time, it definitely raises the bar going into a fifth record, because you don't really know exactly what made it, and as you not only grow older, but you get wiser, and you have more things on stake because of it. There is always a risk that you start overcomplicating things in your head, and I'm really trying not to do that. Going and writing prequels was definitely one of those where I had to, like, you know, try not to think about what's at stake on this record. Try not to think about that. Try just to think about what makes you happy. Try just to think about what the music that you like. Try not to think about all the people that are waiting just to go out on tour and that are they're you know, whose livelihood are you know, depending on this, or you know, you can't start thinking about those things. But it's hard not to farther out you swim, you sooner or later you will start thinking about how deep it is. But you can still swim. It doesn't matter. You can swim in 1 meter depth, and you can swim at 2,000 meter depth. It doesn't matter. But don't think about it too much. Just keep on swimming.
Tobias Forge with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, we'll be hearing from Nathan Explosion of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also get to new music from Clutch, Overkill, and more with Tobias coming up next. It's Full Metal Jackie, Tobias Forge, the man behind Ghost, with us on the show tonight. And up until a year ago, Ghost was shrouded in total anonymity. What changed most once you became known, and how had you prepared yourself for that eventually happening?
Honestly, I haven't felt anonymous in many, many years. So things have not really changed for me much on a practical level. And the only real difference is how I am being sort of presented in media. But over all these years, I've always made sure that anytime we were doing an interview, and as long as the media itself was not filmed, I always did it face to face, because I wanted there to be, you know, the sort of nuances that you have, seeing people, looking people in the eye, and reading facial expressions. And I still wanted to sort of be able to communicate to at length about what I was trying to achieve. The only difference was now you can tell me about you know, you can write or communicate how this came about. Whereas in the past, you know, we had this sort of agreement with journalists that they had to write, you know, a name of school and come up with some how it was how you were led to this chamber or whatever. But practically, I don't feel a big difference. Not because of the lack of anonymity, at least.
Tobias Forge with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, music from Iron Maiden. Gonna check out a new tune from Clutch. They have an album coming out in September. And the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And more with Tobias coming up after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Tobias Forge, the man behind Ghost, my guest on the show tonight. And we're talking about Ghost's brand new album, Prequel. It's out now, and it's thematic, bombastic, and cinematic. What first inspired your interest in such grand music when you were younger?
I've always listened a lot to music. And since I grew up in a home with my mom and my older brother, since he was a teenager when I was born, there was obviously a great influx of teenage culture around me. And my mom was also very interested in music and listened a lot to, you know, 60s music. And she was very, or she is very open. She's very liberal. So there were no walls that sort of shielded me off from grown-up culture. So there was punk rock, there was radio, there was hard rock and pop music and stoner 60s stuff and films, horror films, all of it. They held my hand and tried to explain that what we saw was just make-believe. And I must give my father a lot of credit as well, because he worked in a photographer and he was very cinematically inclined. So he also did a very good job of explaining how effects were done. And that combined with music, cinema and music at a very early age, for as long as I can ever remember, is definitely what I'm channeling through my past into Ghost. It's very much of like a childhood thing. Even though I've always tried to have a distance between, you know, myself, my persona, and me personally, I think it's crazy how much my childhood is actually on. It's smeared all over this. It's just sort of reliving my childhood in a way.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Ghost's Prequel is out now. Tobias, thank you so much for taking the time, and looking forward to seeing you again real soon.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Full Metal Jackie coming up, music from Iron Maiden. Also, we're going to check out new music from Norwegian black metal legends Immortal, who are putting out their first studio album since All Shall Fall, which came out almost 9 years ago. The album's coming out in July. We're going to check out the title track right after this.